I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Charlie Rosen, author of the new book, Crazy Basketball Gets Crazy, over, well, basketball. Yesterday, the Houston Chronicle and Yahoo Sports reported that Rocket center Yao Ming will retire after 9 seasons in the NBA. Injuries forced the 7-foot-6-inch former star to miss all but 5 games over the past 2 seasons. Yao might not be the only player sitting it out this fall. The NBA lockout is in its 2nd week, and the league and its players' union appear to be digging in for a long fight. But some of the league's stars, including Kobe Bryant, are already making plans to play overseas if the lockout extends into the NBA season. The Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay has a better idea. Jason, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. In a column this week, you presented your, quote, inventive 101% genius alternative to the NBA lockout. Nothing modest there. Could you quickly sum up what you think players should do instead of taking their talents overseas?
Well, why not, you know, at least for a certain part of the fall, if there is a lockout, put together an all-star team of NBA players and barnstorm in the United States. Football players did it back before the NFL. Babe Ruth did it. Satchel Paige did it. Why not do it with these NBA players?
Your dream barnstorming roster includes Charles Barkley. Sir Charles seems like the only guy on your roster who might actually go for this idea. Have you called him up and asked him to join?
Well, I'm going to wait for Charles to, you know, get on the elliptical trainer a little bit before we, you know, propose a specific start date. But, you know, considering Charles has made a living in the last decade of making fun of the, you know, qualities of NBA players, wouldn't it be great to get him out there mixing up with the guys he's constantly critiquing?
All right, your plan has 10 rules, starting with it's all free and ending with scoring rules that favor the home team 10-1 against the NBA All-Stars. Do you have a favorite among the other 8 rules of your barnstorming league?
Yes, I do have a favorite. I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to give you 2 things. One is I think it's very important that they're riding around in a yellow school bus. I don't care what they do to the interior of the school bus, but I want these 15 NBA All-Stars on a school bus singing campfire song. And then the second thing is no hotels, no beds and breakfast. I want these people crashing on the couches and in the guest rooms of the places that they're staying. So that means that we need a host for LeBron, we need a host for Dirk Nowitzki, we need someone to put Jason Kidd in a bed, you know, we need people there in the morning having breakfast with these players. You know, we're not going fancy VIP here.
Who has a futon long enough for LeBron, let alone Dirk Nowitzki?
That's a very good question. I think that what you need to do is you get the futon, then you get the ottoman, and then maybe you get the family dog. And you
pull
them all out consecutively, and I think we'll be fine for Dirk.
In all seriousness, Kobe Bryant is planning a barnstorming tour of China, not of suburban high school gyms. And Deron Williams has apparently signed a deal to play in Turkey in the event of a lingering lockout. Do you expect that this lockout is going to last long enough for those plans to come to fruition?
Well, it's hard to say here sitting in July how long this lockout, you know, is going to last. We've seen, obviously, with the NFL that this has dragged on quite a bit with them. NBA players, unlike NFL players, have quite a bit of options around the world. But I think that they're all in the business right now of looking into these alternatives, and you know, they do have choices.
Your column points out how disconnected the NBA has become from the average fan and the average fan's life. He can't even afford to attend a game if he could, would constantly have his attention pried from the action by the court flashing advertising.
Not to mention the T-shirt guns.
Yeah, the T-shirt guns shooting T-shirts at you with a little cannon there. I know you're a dreamer, Jason, so can we dream that the NBA will return from this lockout with lower ticket prices, less corporate nonsense?
Well, that would certainly be a really great goal. I mean, I think we saw it a little bit in the NHL. There was some price restructuring that happened when they returned from a terrible work stoppage. It would be a really good goal for the NBA to have, because I think we're all in agreement that, you know, for a great many basketball fans, that an average NBA game has become way too overpriced. And, you know, it affects the atmosphere. We saw a lot of complaints during the playoff season, particularly in places like Miami, where, you know, arenas where you had massive playoff games were quieter than golf games because people were just there to have a good time and sit in the VIP seats and go back to the corporate suites.
Jason Gay is a sports columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks so much. Have a great week.